Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Friday, December 17th. It is 12:34 in the morning. I'm up late. And the year is still 2021, although it does feel a little bit more and more like 1984. I don't mean that literally, I mean that in a literary way. Because literally, I lived through 1984. It wasn't a bad year. It was the year that Van Halen came out with their album and a lot of other stupid stuff. A lot of terrible cinema and just a lot of pop culture stuff, but it wasn't a bad time to be alive. It just wasn't special. But when I talk about living through a literary 1984, I'm talking about the George Orwell stuff. And that's kind of where we're at right now. We're living in a time where truth and fiction are absolutely meaningless. Because it doesn't matter what you do. When you tell the truth, nobody wants you to tell it. And if you don't tell the truth, nobody calls you out on it. Because, well, you know, there's the sycophants and the true believers, and then there's the other people. And me, I'm somewhere in that middle of, I just want both sides of this equation to zero itself out. I want you guys to reach a balance, turn to zero, and then disappear. So that the rest of us can live a life without you. No, all kidding aside, though, I've been looking for ways to break the matrix so that way I can put on a trench coat, put on some sunglasses, and show these people what the powers that be don't want them to see. A fat man flying around the city in a trench coat. Just be glad that I'll be clothed fully because nobody wants to see that. That would be that would be something that nobody wants to see. And not even me. I mean, there's parts of me that look... Parts of me look good, and then there's parts of me that don't. And those parts of me that don't, they don't get any screen time. No way. No. My hands are really pretty. I got good-looking hands. And my face is okay. But the rest of me, not so much. It's it would be kind of like watching Baron Harkonnen fly around the city, you know, in Neo's outfit. Mr. Anderson, I see you've gained some weight. Yet you're defying gravity, so that's obviously a positive change. Yes, exactly. You can see that now. You know, going, whoa. You know, it's, you know, nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that. Man, I'd be like that billboard. Be like the absolute visualization of being scared straight. I feel sorry for people who are... homosexual in that regard, be like, you know, that's not what I want to wake up to someday. And anyway, there's probably a lot of straight women that probably like, if that's the future, then shit, no way. You know, it can cut both ways. I guarantee it. You know, the world we live in is so fucked up right now. That joke probably is way out of line, but Those are the people that actually know me and know that what I'm about knows that I'm very self-deprecating and I know exactly what I look like and I'm honest about it. So with that sort of integrity, you can take what I say pretty much to the bank. The voice sounds pretty cool, but it's not very white. You know, you can't get excited about someone's voice when you know that this is somebody who can destroy a bucket of fried chicken with minimal effort. Anyway, no, all kidding aside, though, I've had a pretty good week. I managed to get the car fixed, and that was a battle. But it was an expensive battle, but I won it nonetheless. It took a lot. The money wasn't so much the problem. It was my sanity is what it really taxed more than anything else. Because if you've ever had a car that was, what's the word I'm looking for today? Recalcitrant. That would be a good word. Schizophrenic would be another one. That would be a great word to use. non-communicative. That would be a great one. This car was a lot like every bad relationship I ever had. It was a communication issue, you know, and it usually ended up with me being stranded somewhere because I said the wrong thing. And that's the thing, is that this car stranded me literally at an intersection. I have it towed home. And then I spent the last month of my life sorting its problems out. And because this vehicle is a Chrysler product, a Jesus Chrysler product, because it's like, sweet Jesus, what's wrong with it now? It's notoriously difficult to diagnose a problem because there are so many possibilities. And as it would turn out, and I think I made mention of this in the last podcast that I did, one bolt was able to sideline this vehicle absolutely telling you, one bolt is enough to destroy a vehicle. Well, I've got one better. I do actually have one better than that. So I go ahead, I got my bolts from AutoZone. They showed up, and I don't know if I covered this in the other podcast, but that bolt went in first try, got it fixed, got the car started, got it running, fantastic. Drove around the block, fine. Parked it, got out of the car, went inside, got the dog, came outside, was going to run another errand, and then I get it out of the garage, and then it fucking dies, and then it won't start up again. And I thought, oh, for fuck's sake, if I have to change that goddamn sensor again. And there was a lot of other expletives thrown into that. I'm trying to be as clean as I can about this. But my first thought was, if I have to change that sensor again, I will set this fucking car on fire and not feel anything but heat. I was like, I am done. I have fucking lost my mind. So I have to call a tow truck to see if they'll come up and give me a push back into my garage. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? No, whatever this is, it can't be that. And sure enough, I was right. I popped the hood and I noticed that the fuel injector fuse had blown. I'm like, well, that's stupid. Put a new fuel injector fuse in there. It popped again. And I was like, okay, so let me just look at the wiring here. And while I'm waiting for a tow truck to show up, I solved the problem because it's a frayed wire that goes to the ground of the fuel injector. And I was like, son of a bitch. Fix that, cut the wire, cut the insulation back, did a nice splice, wrapped it up in electrical tape, and it's fine. It solved the problem. So I went ahead and I started running my errands, and sure enough, all of a sudden this thing is starting to gaslight me again, because it's like, we've got another problem, Houston. The tripodometer went out, went black, the odometer went black, all of the gauges were going off the charts, and I'm like, clearly there is something this car wants, and it's trying to explain it to me, but it only has only one way of getting my attention through chaos. And so I pull it into AutoZone because I have to take some other parts back. And I go ahead and I take a look at the battery terminals, and battery terminals are pretty awful. But I notice that there's some water that shouldn't be there, and I thought, okay, it's the battery. And I replaced the battery, and that solved all of the problems. And it turns out the battery was 11 years old, and I replaced not only the battery but the terminals, and now this car runs like a dream. It runs beautifully. It runs, it's fuel efficient because I replaced the fuse for the O2 sensor because that was one of the other fuses that was out. And I got to tell you, you know, when you have a car that you are just at the crossroads of where you're going to either junk it or fix it, and then you take that step. It's like, you know, you've got a left turn, the right turn, and you take that path of, you know, the path that no one else has the guts to take. I'll solve my problems myself, and I did, and it worked out really well. So I got to win a battle this week against the machine world, which is better than me breaking the matrix and flying around half naked in a trench coat. No one wants to see that, but everyone thinks that this is okay because this is a socially acceptable way of expressing oneself. Fixing a car. There it is. Just, I have fixed the car. I have brought it back from the dead. Now, to move on to other things. which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to spread my wealth of good fortune. I'm going to actually do some nice things for some folks. Holiday season is upon us, so I figured I would do some nice things and share some of the good things that have come to me. And it's not money. It's not money. It's the kindness. It's the goodness that has saved my life more times than I can count. And I'm going to try to do some nice things for some folks who may not have that sort of good stuff going on in the world. Although there are some folks that I think are very content and very happy, but they've gone through their own circle of hell with cars, just like I have, and have had some other issues that have plagued them. So I'm going to try to do some nice things for them. Because I got people in my life that I truly care about, and they care about me, and that's the thing about this year. This year has shown me the people who actually belong in my world and the people who don't. The things that I deserve, the things that I don't. I will say this about COVID-19, even though I think it's a complete farce. It has done several things that have been incredibly positive. They've put me in touch with some things that I needed to address, some things that I needed to do to become a better person. And with that, I'm looking forward to pushing that boundary out and trying to express myself in more positive ways with people and sow some things in this universe that are positive. Because if you plant flowers, flowers will grow and they'll plant more flowers. It's just how things, you know, you can, but also consequently buckthorn trees, you throw some buckthorn leaves out there, and next thing you know, you get a half a dozen buckthorn trees. I don't know. It is what it is. What you put out into the universe is what you get coming back to you, which is not something that I used to believe in, but I do believe in it now. Because I reaped that whirlwind and I learned from it, and now all I want to do is make this world as beautiful as I possibly can. And I'm going to try to do some good things. And if I think that I can do something good for someone, I'm going to do it without hesitation. Because I think that's the person I'm supposed to be. I think that's the thing that I was supposed to do. I think I was supposed to learn from all of my mistakes. And I think that I was meant to do good things. So I'm going to try that and see what that takes me. Because if it takes me down a road of victimhood, then I'm going to go back to being an asshole. Because that's easy. I can do that in a heartbeat. I can turn that on and off like a light switch. And because being an asshole, that's like built in. That's genetic. If anyone that knows me knows that I'm not lying. Dude, are you naturally an asshole? Well, yeah. You have to ask yourself that question? Come on. No, there's no bigger asshole than me that you know. Do you know any other assholes? No, quite frankly, we don't. No, I try to be nice, though. I really do. There are days where... I will say this. Yesterday, I was not a very friendly person. And the reason why is because that car vexed me. Oof. And... But... I overcame it, and oddly enough, here's the other thing too. I'm actually going to sing some praises for some people. For the last month, I have been homebound. I have been without vehicle, and we live in a society where a vehicle is essential to our existence because everything is so far away. There's nothing within walking distance unless you want to go to the convenience store and pay a lot of money for overpriced food that is not healthy, and or cigarettes or whatever, which I don't smoke. Where I'm going with this is we live in a society where we are actually kind of interdependent on each other. The people who are out there every day busting their ass, filling store shelves. The people out there every day delivering groceries. People out there every day delivering pizzas. You know, that sort of thing. Delivering fast food, that sort of thing. All of these folks that the world seems to be fucking treading on in a bad way or treating poorly. And shitting on. That needs to stop. And the reason why is because for a month, a little bit more than a month, I was stuck with a car problem. And this isn't the first time this has happened this year, because I've had a couple of times where we weren't able to leave the house, you know, I mean, me and my dog. And so, because of car problems, things that need to be fixed. And, the real crux here is when you have people that are tasked with waiting on you, and I'm going to give a shout out to a lot of people, because this is something that is important that I do. First off, I'd like to give a shout out to the folks at Target stores. They have an agreement with this company called Shipt, Shipt, and those folks are amazing. Most of them anyway. I have one that I have a little bit of a beef with, but that's because they left my groceries out in the rain last night. That's the only person that I take offense to, because they did something that they shouldn't do, because my door was open and I left it open and I expected them to put it on the enclosed porch, but they didn't. But Shipt with their shoppers and stuff like that at Target, you guys all deserve a big shout out. One guy, Jeep Wave Dave, well, he calls himself Dave the Brave, but he's Jeep Wave Dave to me. That guy, fantastic. He did a great job. And then there was another lady that did a really, really great job too. And, you know, it's, I got to tell you, you know, these folks, they've been on the front lines this entire time of COVID-19 and all this other stuff. And they've done a great job of keeping America going. And they've managed to keep my household going. So that's important. Next people I need to thank, the folks at AutoZone, believe it or not. And as much as I took offense at a couple of things that happened with the Blaine store in their ability to ship stuff out and not get it out in a timely manner and or packaged incorrectly, AutoZone has done something that I did not expect. Auto parts overnighted to me for free, believe it or not. If you buy over a certain amount, you get free shipping. And that's what happened to me. And so I ended up getting up on my auto part. Ended up getting all my auto parts in a very timely manner. And so I got to give them a big shout out. And because I got to tell you, you know, in this day and age, in the age of technology, which we have a surplus of it, it's easy to get lost in the system. But I got to tell you, AutoZone did a great job of taking care of me. And then when I had to return my parts yesterday, big shout out to Joshua, who works there, and a couple of the other guys that work there, a couple of other managers that work there. They did a great job getting me taken care of. They got me. I ended up buying my own battery. I looked it up on the app and had to go walk in and go, because they were busy as hell. And they take good care of me. And I was really happy with the service I received at AutoZone. So they get a big shout out. Then there's my peeps at Papa John's Pizza. And I got to give you guys the biggest high praise, because there were days where I didn't feel like cooking and I was losing my fucking mind, and you guys came through with food that was fantastic, even though it's just pizza. A lot of people may not think that Papa John's pizza is all that fucking great, but I, you know, when you get their stuff and it's like thermonuclear and it's hot and it's fresh and it's amazing, there's nothing better than that. Knowing that you didn't have to leave the house and somebody brought you food. So I tipped generously and took good care of them. And then last night we had a bit of a rain and windstorm, and this woman named Autumn dropped off my pizza. She was super, super nice. And I have to give her a big shout out. There's a couple other people too. There's a guy who's whose name I think I talked about him in my last podcast. He was a great guy. He delivered my pizza to the other day. I got to give all of these guys, all of these folks who are nameless, faceless folks, high praise for keeping me alive. I mean, sure, I paid for it, but the fact that these jobs exist, that these people exist and they do these jobs, that to me is something to be quite thankful for, and they should be praised. It should be celebrated. I know that that sounds stupid. I know that that may sound like, you know, I'm gushing a little bit, but you know what? After not leaving the house for almost a month, and after being, you know, basically beaten down by propaganda and, you know, by the media, because I've had plenty of time to sit here and work and run stuff in the background and listen to stupid shit. To have good human beings do what they do, and some of them really good at what they do, that should be validated and that should be valued, because there is so little of that in this world right now. And if you're in the service industry and you're taking shit from a customer, don't. And the reason why, and I'm going to say this to all you customer service folks, is that there is a surplus of assholes in this world. There's a surplus of customers that feel entitled, right? And guess what? There is not a surplus of people willing to take it. And so that being said, you can literally walk off of one job and walk into another within 5 minutes if you work in customer service right now. And the reason why is because so many people are not willing to work and take the abuse from people that are assholes. But know that I've done that job, and I don't want to do that job, even though that I still do that job because I own my own company. As soon as I start having some real money, believe me, I'm going to hire some of these people, and then they can work for me. I should say work with me, because for me is like, no, I don't think people should work for anybody. I think people should work together and do things and be passionate and be enjoying the work that they do. Because we're all connected. All of us human beings are connected. Those assholes at the top that run things and stuff like that, they're psychopaths, they're probably part alien. They're not like the rest of us. Those of us who are human all are interconnected, no matter what color we are. We're all connected. We all share a common reality. Those people at the top, they don't, because they're detached from it. We, on the other hand, have to live with the consequences of their detachment. So we share everything in common. So where I'm going with all of this is, try to appreciate those people that you see stocking the shelves. Try to see those people for what they are. They're human beings that are actually doing the job that you don't want to do. I was at Target the other day, and I saw a lot of people, you know, shuffling around and doing their jobs and stuff like that. And here I am, having not been in that store for a month. They're like, "Oh, where have you been?" I'm like, "Well, I had to fight the battle of, you know, automotive. I had to overcome a machine, a mechanized oppressor. Just empty every pocket. Jeep." So that being said, I had a fantastic appreciation for when I got to see other human beings. And I start to experience this feeling that, you know, I can pretend all I want that I'm not part of this world, but I am. I'm in it. I'm invested in it. And more importantly, you know, this is where all my stuff is. These are the people that I have to live with. These are the human beings that I surround myself with. The only thing I should be doing right now is trying to find a better way to enhance this world and try to make it better. Because I had some people, through just doing their job, make my world better. So the least I can do as a human being is to take that kindness, that goodness, that simple duty, and do the same and reciprocate that and not be so selfish. I'm not saying I have been selfish. I'm saying that I need to actually start using my work and my abilities to make the world a better place. So that's what I'm going to try to do. I've got some things lined up for some people that are in my life. I've got a lot of fantastic folks that are part of my little world. And I've got a lot of folks that don't realize that they're actually part of my little world that are going to find out that, hey, they're appreciated. And that's the thing about those folks, is that a lot of people don't understand that if you had nothing, if you had no one in your world, and someone does something that goes above and beyond, that means something. It's meaningful. It actually has a certain value. And that value sometimes should be shown equity, you know, something like the appreciation of it. So I'm going to do some nice things because I can. I'm blessed enough to where I can do that. Even after fighting this automotive monster in my garage, Osama bin Leaks Oil, you know, I went into a rant about the Waukesha SUV guy, and I'm not going to go into that. I guess the point that I'm getting at is that isolation has done a lot to make me appreciate people, no matter who they are or what they do. Except for the assholes that blare their music and shoot up my neighborhood. I still hate them. But the rest of the other stuff, I mean, everyone else, I've got nothing but good tidings and joy I'd like to spread around, mostly. It's been a late night, and this is the most cogent that I've been, because I on the previous hour that I tried working on this podcast, I kind of bounced around from like 15 different subjects, and I thought, you know, maybe, just maybe, dial it in a bit. So I'm drawing it down from like 50 minutes to 55 minutes to like 27, which I think is a little more manageable. And I think that with that being said, I'm going to try to dial it in a little bit further. Nothing really new and exciting in the world of the paranormal, with the exception of one little weird thing. I thought I heard some footsteps upstairs in my house, and the light was off in the office where the cats eat. And I was wondering, that was kind of strange. I don't remember shutting that light off, because I have a cat that has some vision problems. She also has a speech impediment, and she's from Canada, and her name is Peppermint, and she makes these horrible sounds that sound like a child, you know, wah, wah, you know, not like a meow, but like a child crying. And, but anyway, that cat, wasn't moving around upstairs. She was actually camped out on my bed. So I was like, sounds like there are people up here. So I looked in all the closets, made sure there was nobody in there. And just in case somebody broke into the house and they were camped out in the house, you know. Nope, nothing weird like that. And so I was just like, you know, this is just odd. So I went ahead and I came back downstairs, and then had something kind of happen while I was using some headphones. Actually, I wasn't using headphones. I had my phone on speaker, and I think the Bluetooth might have been on or something like that. But anyway, my phone started picking up a weird signal and started making some racket. That was kind of a little odd. And then I had a Bluetooth speaker that I was actually using, and it started picking up a weird signal too and started making some weird noise. And I thought that was kind of peculiar, but you know, that's the nature of Bluetooth, though. You can pick up weird stuff. Some signals can be a little bit more powerful than others, and can cut into your speaker use, which is fine, you know, because the speaker that I was using, I think I got it for like $10 over at Napa. It was like a little cheapy thing, but it really has good sound. But the paranormal hasn't really been a thing lately. It's been mostly just car repair. And there is a certain supernatural nature to that because all cars are just, they're sometimes the, I don't know, what's the word I guess I'm looking for here? They are the devil that plagues us because they cannot be reasoned with. And they have nothing but your destruction on their mind. That was probably a little more dramatic than it needed to be. Because if you've ever owned a Jeep, man, it's, I mean, here's the thing, is if you own any Chrysler product, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I've had a pretty good time, all things considered. I understand my father a little bit better as a result. But yet at the same time, I'm a completely different animal than he is, thank God. Because I don't quit. I don't replace things with things that have lesser value. Why, that was weird. That's an interesting segue. No, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sign off for the night because I think I've talked long enough and nobody needs to hear anything else that I need to say today. So I am going to try to do some Randonautica stuff, though, and I'm going to try to dial that in for tomorrow a little bit because I have some errands to run that are going to take me some interesting places. So I'm going to try doing the Randonautica thing and see where it goes and then maybe tell some interesting stories about that on Saturday. So if you're going to be around, listen to the show on Saturday. You might have something good and interesting to talk about. So anyway, I'm going to sign off. You guys have a fantastic day. Good night.